Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. Your host, Bishop Poole. We're here again today, this afternoon, where you are and the listening of my voice. We pray in that, amen, that God has blessed you through the last, amen, different lessons and discussions. And our desire is that you we get the truth. You know, the Bible says the truth shall set you free. And we know when you hear the truth, amen, it will make sense. It's very clear, amen. And you can reason with it, and you can still come back around and have the same information. You can test it, and you can try it. Jesus said, and the psalmist said, you know, the word of God has been tried in the fire, like silver and gold in the fire, 7 times purified. So the word of God, when it comes to you, amen, it comes to bring joy, peace, and happiness to you. We have been discussing, amen, the judgment, amen, of the great white throne. All of us going to come up before the great white throne of God, and we're all going to be judged by the works that we have been doing, whether good or bad. Amen. But we always like to offer a prayer to our listeners everywhere. We'll offer a prayer, you know, to God the Father, the creator of all mankind. He is the one. He is the one that, amen, protect us and guide us. He's able to do everything but fail because of the fact he created the heavens and the earth. He created the heavens and the earth. Now we want to offer prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray not only for myself and the others, amen, but for everyone that's here, hearer and hearing of our voice today. Oh God, we send out forth your word to heal. Amen. Lord, we ask you to deliver them from all this our destruction. Oh God, all the tricks and snares of the enemy. And Lord, we send you word, your word out to heal us, to heal them, to bring healing. And Lord, we ask, bring your deliverance to all against all destruction, oh God, that's trying to harm, amen, and bring danger to the listeners. We plead your blood today, the blood of Jesus. God, we pray it will be upon all the listeners, oh God, and open up their eyes and their mind and their spirit, oh God, that they will hear what you have to say. And this we ask, according to St. John, the 14th chapter, the 14th and the 14th verse. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Amen. We're working in the book of Revelation. Amen. If you'd like to be a caller and like to have to come forth, amen, and we want you to, amen.
Hello?
I want you to, listeners, yes, sir. Amen.
Hi, this
God
is
bless
Reverend
you today.
Brown.
We
How
are
you
talking
doing,
about.
Sir?
Okay, we got to have you. We're talking about the great white throne of grace. God, have all our work going to be done, be judged. Everybody got to come before the great white throne. Would you like to add something to that? We're in the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter. And
yes,
we read the 11th verse, and the Bible says, I saw the great white throne, and he that sitteth on it, who faced the earth, and the heaven flee away, and there was found no place for them. You know, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and books was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the comment we always have made that, amen, the Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, Unification Church, Scientology, Christian Science, New Age, Hindus, Islam, Buddha, amen, Pentecostals, the Catholic, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Baptists, amen, every religion. And everybody, the atheists, have to come before God, the creator of all mankind. according to their works they have done. And we find that people have a different variation on that. And we, God bless you. Pastor Brown, would you like to comment on that?
Yes, sir. I would like to say that is so right. Just like it said, it says death, it says the grave, everything. Hades is going to be cast in the lake of fire.
Uh-huh.
And your name has to be written in the Lamb Book of Life. If it's not, it's no hope. So it doesn't matter how we do and how things look. It doesn't matter if our name is not written in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So that lets me know that we all got to strive to be righteous and holy every day. We must die daily. And don't worry about our names being written in any other book except for the Lamb's book. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So that's what I want. I want my name to be written in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We had made a discussion, I think, last night during the Bible study. There are so many famous people committing suicide. They have everything that many of the common people are striving for. They forget, if you don't, you know, like we're discussing here about the Lamb's Book of Life and a new heaven, new earth, that in heaven we got everybody, a Christian, you got a home. You got a mansion, golden streets, amen, and pearl at every door. That's one of the benefits of becoming a child of God. So I know many of us be depressed sometimes about what, 37th division of Psalms, talking about fret not yourself because of evildoers. Don't be looking at what other people have. Just go on and live for God. Amen. And prepare yourself to be in the book. God bless you, Pastor Brown. We appreciate you calling.
Yes,
and
sir.
Maybe continue to listen on. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. This is one of the common things about not knowing the truth. Not knowing the truth is that sometimes we think that when we become a Christian, which is great, I mean, that's one of the greatest achievement that anyone can, once they find the truth, and then they find themselves constantly looking at the world in a different light, and they forget, amen, that one of the benefits of becoming a child of God, amen, and the riches that Christ have already for us, amen, it's going to be in a new heaven and a new earth. Here, we're going through so much changes and wars and rumors of wars, people forget, and the real truth has to be broadcast in some means, in some ways. And this is why we are striving to get the truth out, amen, about Revelation 20, amen, that, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing. People that are doing good, amen, continue to do good. Continue to do good. That's one of the jobs to be a Christian, amen, to do good. To do good and to strive to be better people in the community, amen. Better people in life, amen. So we have to consider, amen, that good works, God want us to do good works. God want us to care. God want us, amen, as Christians, to walk along this journey, showing our light. And Revelation 20 and 12, and we find also in Revelation 21 the benefits of becoming a Christian is that he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And John said, I saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and I will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. Amen. On this earth, you know, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. We stress the fact that, you know, at the beginning of time, there were some evictions done in heaven. Amen. Some angels had, amen, overstepped their bounds, and God, amen, evicted them. Michael and Gabriel, amen. They throwed out, amen, the enemy out of heaven. He's here to make war against man. And the times that he made war against man, amen, mankind, we are suffering now. We are suffering now. Amen. We are suffering sorrow, crying. Amen. This is why God is saying that he's going to get rid of all the sorrows. There'll be no more death. Amen. No crying. No more pain. God going to eliminate those things. He's going to take those things away, and he's going to do everything anew. He's going to do everything anew. He's capable. He's capable. Yes, look around. He's capable. The stars, the moon, the sun, amen, and all the animals and trees, how they reproduce and constantly over the years, amen, every cycle of the season, amen, come forth in his own colors and his own temperatures. Amen, because of God, God's system, and where God had set it up. So we as saints, and we as human beings, we are subject, and we will continue to be subject, amen, to sorrows. We continue to be subject to sorrows, amen. And because that we live here, and because that temptation still abounds, amen, we will always be subject, amen, to temptation, trials, and tribulations. Amen. That's why it's very important to, when you understand that as a Christian you have benefits, and you have strive and constantly be in contact with the fellowship of the brethren, amen, and the fellowship of Jesus Christ and the church. Because that's why it's good, it's very good, amen, to be in contact with your brothers and sisters in the Lord. David had said, amen, we don't be careful, the 37th division of Psalms, he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down like the grass, and withered as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall I dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, it is because, amen, and it goes on in the sixth verse, amen. The seventh verse, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, and those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Notice here, excuse me. Paul the Apostle made a statement, amen, concerning, amen, he himself, amen, the things that he desired to do, and when he began to try to accomplish things himself. And we'll find him in Romans the 7th chapter, Paul the Apostle find himself in this position, amen. And it's so easily done with all, amen, of human beings because of the doctrine, amen, that was started up in the Garden of Eden, amen, when the devil told Eve that she'd be like gods, amen, knowing the difference between good and evil. If you eat of this tree, you'll be like God. You'll know everything. You know the difference. You know the difference. Amen. You know the difference. But the problem is, notice what Paul said, amen, when he find himself, amen, trying to do things himself, you know, try to accomplish. Notice here Paul is saying that in the 21st verse of the 7th chapter of Romans, Paul said, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present. Now, we're talking about doing good and evil, you know, and we're going to be judged by all the good and, you know, the good works and the bad work that we've done. And here's Paul, Paul Apostle, right? And he said that, I find then there's a law. That when I would do good, evil is present. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Now, he delights the law of God at the inward man, inside, with body, soul, and spirit. And he desires to do what God wants him to do inwardly. But I see another law in my members. Now, it's good to come to yourself, you know, the Spirit of God will give you a revelation that you can face yourself. And Paul said, I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. Now, you decide to do something, but inside, you know, the body is weak, the spirit is weak. You're trying to do the best you can, but you know, it's an inward war. Your feelings and your emotions and your mind say, no, don't do that. The emotions, this. So Paul is saying back in the 23rd verse, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now, here's the warfare. And here is why the Bible says that, you know, when you repent, you turn from all the things that you know God doesn't like, and you got to come out from the surroundings of those things that manifest itself, amen, towards the things that God don't like. You know, if you get around people that lie all the time, it used to be there, you got to stop lying. So you have to come out from around association, you know, you have to depart socially. I know many times you're working with people and you have the occupation, that's that's a whole different ball game where you just have to kind of restrain yourself from being a partaker of those events and that conversation. Amen. But at the same time, when you off of work, if you're out of that environment of your career, you should not go into that type of environment with it cursing and shooting and lying and all trickery, amen. Because if you don't, amen, once you become born again in Christ Jesus, your inner man hungers for God and desire to do with God. But that old mind that you have not pulled it out of out of an environment and has not started retraining it and teaching it, amen, through the Word of God and by seeing him and being involved in other places that's godly, it'll begin to start warring. You know, it begins to start warring because of the fact that, let's say you leave here, get in your car, and you know you always go to the track, or you know you always go, amen, be around the shops and things. Then you go there and you sit down and restart reading your Bible. Not only are you going to get the atmosphere, probably want to attack you or persecute you, but your mind. Your mind. You can read the Bible and say, okay, that's one of my good songs there. Oh, you'd be rocking back and forth and trying to read your Bible. And your mind will not be on, amen, your what you're reading to digest it into the spirit. Try to digest it in the spirit. Just like going, amen, somewhere to eat a full meal on a ship, and the ship is now bouncing up and down. You got your plate on the table, and you got to grab your food with one hand and hold the table with the other hand. Amen. Your mouth says, come on, man, hurry, try to put something in your mouth or we lose the whole plate. But this is why it's very important, amen, you have to come out from among them, touch not and handle not, amen, unclean things. So this is the warfare. When Paul said he found out in Christ, in Philippians 4 and 13, he said, Paul said, now with Christ, I can do all things that strengthen me. He come to his awareness that the problem was, even though he's Christ-like and he's following God's word, every now and then there's come to a comfortable area where you're very familiar with and you feel you don't need God. You don't need God in it. You don't need God in it. But this is one of the areas that we have to be careful, very careful, amen, Christians, amen, not only Christians, but those that desire to be Christ-like. And you might look at some other people and you begin to say, well, you know what? They are sorrowful as well. They're sorrowful. That's true, because we're human. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. And over a Lazarus, a friend of his that passed, he wept. So we have a position and understand that God loved them and God cared for all of us. Amen. And you have to always understand that Jesus came to give us life and he came to give it more abundantly. And we ourselves are capable of being sorrowful from time to time. Depression is one of the biggest things. Amen. The leading For suicide, depression. And Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And sometimes we, as Christians, and we, amen, as human beings, amen, and those of you that divorced, those of you are widows, and those of you in the upper social groups, amen, and you find yourself, your accomplishment is not what you feel that it should be. And most of the common problems among the single people, amen, and the white adults and males over 45 years of age, and the survey has said, I got a survey here, amen, from the reading this survey out of the psychological book, amen, Introduction to Psychology and Counseling. We got Paul, M-I-M-E-I-E-R, amen. We got Frank, M-I-N-I-R-T-H. You can look those authors up, amen. This survey here, amen, talk about suicide, and it talks from a Christian perspective, and it talks about, amen, suicide. And that women, although women attempt suicide 5 times more frequently than men, twice as many suicide men die. Men die twice as much as women. Men tend to use violent means of suicide as a gun or a car crash, while women tend to use moderate such form as drugs or overdose. Women are more apt to use suicide as a manipulative gesture. Amen. So the warning, the situation is that we as those that believe in Christ and accept Christ, you already got a place to go. God say he's going to prepare a place for you. In the book of St. John, the 14th chapter, the first verse, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubling over things. You know, why you want to be troubled over things? We have come out of things. And if you do a survey today, your own little survey, you might have people, relatives in different parts of the United States or the world. You know how much flooding we have. The flood taking away homes, taking away schools, jobs, careers. Then we have other parts of the world where fire just breaking out. And people have built their ideal future retirement home, a beautiful home. They were willing to commute. They're just beautiful lifestyle. And some is just, you know, love the different kind of country. The suburbs and fires just come through. And the fire come through. Mother Nature, amen, is getting involved, amen, in the human lifestyle and scale. Not only wars, amen, but earthquakes, the Bible speaks of. The Bible speaks of earthquakes in diverse places, amen. So it is not that you have not been productive. It's not that you have not strived to better yourself or to survive, amen. But what you have to constantly look at as a Christian and a child of God, you when you come to Christ, you got to work on your health. You have to reiterate and start looking at your career. You also have to look at your environment. All these different things, amen, will play a role against you, amen, if you do not follow the word of God. You do not follow the word of God. There are some people in the Bible, amen, who have went against God's will. And these men and women, amen, because they have stepped out, amen, you know, Christians, we regard suicide as equal to murder. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. It applies to their own life as well as others. There are some people in the scriptures, in the Bible, who have stepped out of God's will, and they've got depressed. They came down, amen, to the position whereby they have no more to live for. And that's when you step out of God's will and you put yourself into your own will and your own lifestyle again, you will find yourself don't have enough strength, enough power, enough resources. People don't care for you like you thought they should, and you find yourself in that position. One of those, we find Abimelech in the book of Judges. Amen. He committed suicide. Samson, the book of Judges, 16th chapter, in the 30th verse. Samson was a great warrior for God, great judge for God. Amen. He did great things for God. And he began to follow the wrong road and wrong teaching, amen, whereby God told him, and God began to lead and guide him, but in his family was begin to work and try to teach him and show him that, you know, listen, Samson, leave Delilah alone. You know, she was not in God's will, and she was being set up by the Philippians. They've been, you know, they was designed, amen, the Philistine, sorry, it was Philistine. They was constantly at, amen, Delilah, and constantly working towards her, and to say, listen, you know what? If you find out the strength of Samson and find out the things that Samson is doing, we would give you X amount of dollars. Amen. So much amount of silver. And she constantly, and Samson constantly going to her house, going down being with Delilah. And these are the things that people forget that God records. And, you know, the great white throne of judgment, God does record those things. God does look at those situations. And God does be in part of these situations. Amen. And but it pulls, it brought Samson, amen, a lot of depression. It brought Samson to be captured, amen, back into the world, back into the environment whereby he took his own life. And Samson, after he revealed to Delilah what his strength was, because he was a Nazarite, he let his hair grow from a child, amen, and his hair was told by God, tell his parents, never cut his hair, never drink any strong drinks. So Samson's strength and his power, amen, lies in God's, amen, hair that Samson had. Samson's power and Samson's strength lies in his power, amen, his hair. And Delilah herself found out what it was, and they told about Samson, and they told, amen, about what was going on. And the next thing you know, Samson himself, amen, she cut his hair off. And after she had cut his hair off, and next thing you know, amen, that after he cut his hair off, he lost all the strength. He lost the situation that God had, amen, told him about. Amen. So regardless of who you are, we have to constantly be in God's will. We constantly have to be where God wants us to be. So what Samson did, they blinded Samson. They chained him up, amen, against the pillars. They called him to come out, bring him out to have big sport and pick at him during a big party. And Samson begged the young people to tie him up around the big pillars of the building. And when he did, amen, he asked God to give him a strength back again, amen, that he can destroy this building. Even though he destroyed his building, but he killed himself in the same pattern, in that same situation. So he got so depressed, but because he was outside of God's perfect will. In heaven, that's why it's important, amen, that you find the right Bible. You find the right Word of God. And when you begin to study the right Word of God, amen, to begin to show you, amen, what the end is going to be. Amen. The great white throne of judgment is not the end, but it's the beginning for a new heaven and a new earth. God going to supply. God going to provide. God going to take away all the sorrows. God going to take away all the depression. God going to take away all the pain. Amen. Because the Bible says that, amen, John says, amen, and he heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and I will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen. Isn't that good? That's why the Lord is taking time, and God's going to take time and measure people and examine people and look at what they're doing. Amen. So when we get into the new heaven and new earth, it will not be what's happening on now. So you should be thankful, amen, that God's going to judge, not we judging each other. Amen. God's going to judge. We can say that we're judging each other, but God's going to judge everything. He's going to bring everything to pass. He's going to work on it. And he, in Revelation 21, And he that sitteth upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Amen. That's why God, he always liked to recycle. He's recycling us. There's nothing new to God. He take the same human being, the same person, the same mind, the same step in life. Amen. He takes them and make them all new. He make them all new. Make them all, give them all the same walk. Give them all the same, amen, desires. Amen. He looks at us. He looks at what we have. And because we know that it was not our fault, it was not our problem, it was not our situation, amen, and that what he had to do, amen, to make everything new. He had to do everything all over again. All over again. He had to do everything new. Not one thing, but everything. So in order for you to see the new heaven and new earth, you got to do everything new. You cannot hold on to the old things. You got to do everything new. If you do everything new, then you have to be. You have to worry about, when I go before heaven, if I go before the earth, if I go before God, is he going to make a mistake? Is he going to make an error? Is he going to make a situation whereby, amen, I don't know if he's going to miss me or he's going to get me or he's going to miss my family, going to miss my parents, my children. No, that is not your concern. You will not have that ability or that time, amen, because you'll be so thankful that you in his presence. To be in God's presence, oh, it's a wonderful thing. There's no fear in God's presence. There's no fear in God's presence. Every recorded time when Jesus appeared when his disciples, after he rose from the dead, amen, and they were standing there, they were eating fish, amen, they were having boiled fish, and they was having, amen, honeycomb, and Jesus was appeared because there were some that said they did not believe it. They're not going to believe that he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. Are you sure? No, I'm not going to believe that. The only way I'm going to believe that he rose from the dead because of the fact I want to see his hands, his feet, his side, and then Jesus appeared. When he came through the wall, they all shook, and they began to wonder. Jesus said, hold on. I'm not a spirit. A spirit, give me some of what you're eating. Give me something that you're eating. Amen. And when they gave him some fish, some boiled fish and some honeycomb. And Jesus said, now do a spirit, amen, eat like this? No, because of the fact he went to heaven, amen, he was transformed, and he came back to the disciples to prove that, amen, that God had risen him from the dead, prove that we all got the same, all those that believe in Christ, you're going to come back with your same body. Two arms and two legs, amen, one head, two eyes and a nose and a mouth, amen. Jesus had the same body, and he showed his hands, and Thomas said, oh my God, you know, there are many people going to be saying, oh my God, I thought I was supposed to come back as a rat, oh my God, I thought I was supposed to come back as a cow. Oh, my God, I thought I was supposed to come back. Any other thing? No, the same body. See, God takes what his... When he made man, he said it was good and very good. You've just been contaminated. We're just going to be contamination taking place. A lot of contamination taking place. Amen. The enemy has tried to destroy this body. Amen. He doesn't like this body. Every time he sees this body... Because God created this body, amen. He always trying to manipulate, violate, and mutilate, amen. Destroy the. Because God created man in his own image and his own likeness. And every time he look at you, regardless of what religion you in, amen. And every time he's working to try to destroy you or you destroy yourself, it's because the image, the image that you have, amen, that look that you have. He doesn't like it. And you find many people that goes by these other images and these other gods, amen. He find that, amen, when it boils down to it and really look, amen, they're always trying to destroy man, make him look like a cow, one head, one shoe, you know, always, every time you look at a man, a human, they taking off arms, putting on arms, putting on heads, all these different things. They're trying to make man look except what God made him to look like. God made him to look like. Amen. God made us in his own image, in his own likeness. Amen. Now, there will come a time. There will come a time in the old, when the world has gone through, amen, changes, and God began to destroy everything, and God was going to walk around. There are going to be some angels that have not been loose yet. There are some angels that have been chained up. They've been bound up. They cannot be loose. No, they cannot be loose. No such thing that breaking loose. No, they cannot be loose. Amen. In the Revelation, the ninth chapter, and we notice here when John, amen, John began to, God showing him things concerning the end and began to show him the things that are happening. And many, I believe many of these cartoons you see now on TV, amen, revealing, amen, they're revealing the end time demons and the end time angels. And because according to Revelation, the ninth chapter, amen, you notice that in the 13th verse, Revelation, in the ninth chapter, 13th verse, he said, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the fourth angel, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the fourth angel was loose. Now he's bound up. He's bound up. He's chained up. Amen. He's chained up and he's bound up. And the fourth angels were loose. These angels were loose. And which was prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of man, of men. And the number of the army men were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. And though I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates plates of fire and of jasmine and of brimstone. And the head of the horses was as the head of lions. Now these horses now were heads of lions. And out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three were the third part of men killed by the fire, by smoke, and by brimstone, which issued out of their mouth. For their power was in their mouth and in their tail, for their tail was like as the serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stones and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their work, of their murder and of their sorcery, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. Now this here you might not think it's important, but the more you do something, the more you get bedrock down in it and get involved in it, and you get to the point that you're always right, nobody can tell you anything, but you have to have heard that your heart gonna get so hard that when you begin to see these things walk the earth and sting in people, and they want to die, they want to give up, they wanted to do these things and take their life, they can't take their life, and they be running and hiding, and they're going to ask them, didn't you worship all these things? All you have to do is admit that you did and say you're sorry, and your life will be spared. But no. If you find anyone like that, stubborn people, people that are very stubborn and proud. No, I'm not going to, I don't care what you do. I'd rather die, amen, and go to hell. Well, hell going to be brought up before the great white throne of judgment. Well, I, you know, when you're dead, you're gone. Yeah, from the earth, but not before God. Amen. I'm sorry. If anyone decided to call in, amen, dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And we've been discussing the great white throne of judgment. And we also be discussing, amen, about, amen, it's important that you understand that becoming a child of God, you have to constantly, amen, give yourself to the teaching and walking of Christ. And that's why it's very important you find a place of worship. David said that, amen, he realized what the end of the world was about. He realized what people was about when he went to the house of God. Amen. He realized what the end was when he went to the tabernacle and heard the word of God. And that's why we're trying to bring you the word of God, amen, and bring you the truth over the airways and the internets, amen, to bring you the truth. It's not costing you anything. Nobody trying to discredit you or disprove you. Amen. We want to give you the truth. In order to do that, we just have to read it, sometimes strictly, amen, from the Bible. Amen. Sometimes we have to just almost directly give it to you, amen, and let you wrestle with it. We ask you to get your own Bible, amen, follow it up, read it out yourself, amen, make sure we're reading it and getting the correct Bible, and find two or three Bibles that are reading the same way, amen, because God comes that you might have life. John 3:16 is known all over the world. God so loved this world. If you think you know what love is, amen. If you really think you know what love is, then you should consider the God that created this whole world. Things that are happening, people are falling and fighting and killing and shooting each other, nations against nations. Amen. Wars against walls, walls and rumors of wars, but he still sits there. God still, nobody knows when God's coming. I know they had many predictions that caused people to lose their homes and lives, amen, because they thought they knew. How can a human being, let me take that back, how can you, if you created a car, a house, or made something, how can your creation, your invention, know what's in your mind? You ever thought about it? How can the things that you made, even the plants that you plant outside, all the fish, wherever you're going to put your net, how do they know what's in your mind? They know you're going to fish today. They know you're going to pull your nets up tomorrow or the same day you put them down. Do the plants know that you're going to pluck them up as soon as they get a certain age? Do the orchard know when you're going to pick the fruit? How the average natural man feel that he know when God's coming? He don't know. The angels in heaven don't know. That's why you have to get a Bible not written by man. Amen. You have to get a Bible that's the average human being could not think of this was written. But, and thank God, and I'm so thankful, so thankful. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you that he is a God of love. He is a God of love. He will give you a chance every time. He will give you a chance and chance, as long as you got breath in your body and you're aware that he lives and he cares, he give you a chance. He give you a chance to get it right. Amen. He give you a chance to get it right. Amen. Those of you who like to write, amen, Blog Talk Radio, amen, Doctrine of Truth, Amen. You can go to the internet and you can look up Jesus Christ International Ministries, www.JesusChristInternationalMinistry.org. www.JesusChristInternationalMinistries.org. Amen. If you like us on Facebook, you can go to www.Facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistries. Facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistries, INC. Or you want to subscribe on YouTube, www.youtube.com/usury Jesus Christ Ministries. Amen. If you'd like to write us on P.O. Box, JCI Ministries, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. Amen. If you'd like to write, amen, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. Amen. Amen. If you joining us, amen, on JCIMinistries.org, amen, you can go to email SeniorBishop@JCIMinistries.org. SeniorBishop@JCIMinistries.org. And you can find us there. Amen. Leave an email. Amen. If you just like to write, send a postcard. Amen. If you like to say, well, you know, I wish you get off the air. That doctrine of truth, you're not doing what no good for me. You know, I accept that. I accept that. As long as I know you heard it. The Bible says faith come by hearing. Hearing. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Amen. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But we believe, amen, that those that are listening, amen, is brought to this broadcast, that God is blessing you. I truly believe that. I truly believe that God has brought you, amen, a little less we know, a little less we try to explain ourselves, that God is blessing you. He's increasing your, amen, your wisdom of him. Your vocabulary is being built. Amen. We pray not only that, we pray that you relax and have a better sleep at night. Amen. Your conscience, your mind, because you had turned it all over to him. God is, he's all knowing, he's all seeing, he's everywhere. Amen. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't sleep. So if God doesn't sleep, amen. Amen. Don't need you sitting up all night worrying over it. Just turn it over to God. Amen. One of y'all got to go to sleep. If he don't sleep, might as well you go to sleep. That's one of the benefits of being a Christian. Amen. You cast all your cares upon him. Apostle Peter said, you cast all your cares on him, for he cared for you. He cared for you. He desired to, you know, to have you to be his child, to be one of his. Amen. And the angels in heaven rejoice when one human being come to Christ. You know, because of all what's going on today, all this rhetoric, all the different things are dying, and things are happening all over. Mother Nature now expressing herself everywhere in the world. And the human beings now are stressed out. But God come that we might have peace. Amen. Knowing God, knowing him and his son Jesus, amen, God sent his son to see what the world is all about, see what they're going through. He walked this earth, and by him walking this earth, amen, and looking at things and see what the thing is, everything is all about, amen, and he find out what we're going through, amen. He understands. He understands, and he sees, and he knows our problem. But he cares. But he cares. And that is one of the tremendous points on your side as being a child of God, or wherever you are, wherever you might be listening. Amen. He cares. He cares about you. He loves you, and he desires that you would come to him. Amen. Wherever you are, amen. We'd like to pray for you. Amen. We'd like to pray for you. We'd like to, amen, hoping and desiring that, amen, you become one of his, and that, amen, becoming one of his, amen, you understand that it's not all you by yourself. Amen. It's not you all by yourself. It's not the things that you're going through by yourself. Amen. It's about Christ. Amen. We want you to understand that, amen, Jesus loves you. He cares for you. Amen. He's looking out for you on every behalf by bringing you the truth. Amen. He brings you the truth through other means. Maybe it might not be this program. Might be another program. Might be a letter. It might be a song that you hear. Amen. Might be a poem. Or you pick up a paper or something come to your mind and you look up in the sky and you feel the wind and the sun, or you just look up and say, wonder, amen, I wonder, you know, does that God, does he really care? Amen. We're saying today that he does. He really does. We're praying now, Lord, we're praying for those that, amen, feel that maybe depressed now, they're feeling lonely, they feel like they have lost it all, oh God, but we know that you are able. Amen. We ask, Lord, send your spirit that you would encourage them, a spirit of encouragement, oh God, that they will refocus, that they will refocus, that they would take another look, amen, of the good things that you have brought them through. Amen. Even though it might have lost a loved one, but Jesus said you'll be with them always, even to the end of the world. And oh God, they are able to comprehend and understand your strength and your power. Amen. And while you are still there with them, amen, they're able to, amen, accomplish, amen, more and more in you. The Apostle Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. And Lord, help us remind ourselves that we need you. Amen. We can't do it ourselves. But Lord, we ask you to help us. Help us. Lord, we're asking for mercy. Amen. Lord, give us mercy today. Give us mercy in your timing. Oh, God, we need your mercy. And Lord, through your mercy and your kindness, Lord, we give you thanks. We ask you to bless them now, Lord, as they begin to look towards you in their prayers every night, their prayers in the morning, and their prayers in the day. Oh, God, we know you're there. Lord, we ask you to touch the children, touch their children, touch the parents, move the fever. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Lord, we know the people love you, they care for you, but they struggle in themselves. Even the great apostles say he's struggling himself. But, Lord, we turn it over to you. We know it's able, you're able. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to bless the listeners and the provider of this broadcast. God bless you until we meet again. This is Blog Talk Radio. Amen. The doctrine of truth, spread the word. Let them know Jesus loves you. Amen. God love you.